One of the fascinating stories that we're watching this morning is CVS announced that they've got to hire 25,000 more workers as soon as possible. Now CVS, Aetna, like United Optum, like Amazon, like Walmart, are six of the largest companies in the United States, or four or six of the largest companies in the United States by revenues. And what you look at when all these companies are hiring like crazy, and what you see is if the government passes a $3.5 trillion infrastructure plan, they'll be hiring like crazy too, is that this, although in a macro sense is positive, that it leads to a lot more employees and jobs. Amazon just announced it's hiring 125,000 more people and so forth. CVS, 25,000 more employees. What this leads to is the rich get richer, the big get bigger. Walmart already has 1.6 million employees, Amazon 900,000 employees. Is this great concern about whether the mid-sized companies, the small companies, what this does for their wage inflation, what this does for their hiring opportunities, what this does, quite frankly, for entrepreneurialism in America and the opportunities for small and mid-sized businesses. We keep a close eye on these huge hiring announcements. Of course, these huge hiring announcements are far, far better than huge layoff announcements. So if you had to have it one way or the other, I guess you'd take the huge hiring announcements. But it does seem like a situation where more and more the bigger get larger and the smaller and mid-size find it harder and harder to compete for employees, for business, for everything, as the larger and larger entities take more and more control. In any event, we watch this closely. A fascinating announcement this morning by CVS, but it's on the heels of an announcement by Amazon, which already has 900,000 employees and the second largest private employer in the United States. It's hiring another 125,000 employees on top of their 900,000 employees. So fascinating to watch these hiring trends and what you see with these big, big companies getting bigger. And what does that mean for small and mid-sized employers and small and mid-sized competitors? Thank you again for listening to the Becker Business Private Equity Update. We hope you find this interesting. We sure appreciate you listening. If you have a suggestion for a podcast guest, please reach out to Scott Becker, 773-766-5322. Thank you very much.